Take a seat.
Thank you.
Not quite afternoon yet. Thank you. Good morning, and welcome to today's meeting of the Board of Public Works. We'll go ahead and get started with the agenda. The Secretary's agenda, Secretary Gontram, good morning. Great to see you.
Good morning. Good to see you, Governor, and you, Madam Comptroller, and you, Mr. Treasurer. There are 7 items on the Secretary's agenda this morning and 1 appendix report containing 2 emergency procurement actions. I'm happy to assist with answering any questions.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I'd like to start by highlighting item 6, which is a request from the Department of Housing and Community Development, and that's to award $1.5 million to the Business Facade Improvement Program to support 17 projects, and that is taking place in 10 jurisdictions. We're going to turn it over to our extraordinary ACDC Secretary Day in a second to talk about this incredible program a little bit more. But this program is just, it's incredibly important. And it's just an effective model for how state government and local businesses and the local community members can actually partner together and work on getting a lot of important big things done. The program provides state funding for capital improvements and exterior facades for business buildings and also facilities. And it's administered by our local government partners who then identify recipients on how the funding can both be utilized and also how the funding can be maximized. And I want to give a special shout out to our friend and our colleague, Speaker Adrian Jones, who has been a long time champion, for this program. You spend time with Speaker Jones. You've probably heard her talk about this program. And it's critical toward revitalization efforts and economic development, for communities, not just in Baltimore County, but also all throughout the state of Maryland. So I want to yield to Secretary Day with deep thanks and appreciation. And gratefulness to spend some time talking on this program.
Governor and Madam Comptroller, Mr. Treasurer, good morning. Happy New Year, happy session, happy budget day.
Happy budget day.
Thank you for the record. My name is Jake Day, Secretary of Housing and Community Development. And yes, Governor, we're here to talk about the Business Facade Improvement Program. The Maryland Facade Improvement Program is this year a $1.5 million program. We're seeking authority to award these 17 awards in 10 jurisdictions with general obligation funds, general obligation bond funds. And this is designed as one of the 7 state revitalization programs and to create a standalone program that no longer competes for dollars with other community development and economic development projects that can be awarded in the Baltimore Regional Neighborhoods Initiative, Community Legacy, and similar programs. So this creates a standalone project that is oriented on older commercial corridors. You can conjure images of places around our state in many jurisdictions that need help. And we're very excited about these 17 awards. And very excited also, I'll note that with your budget, the $5 million award next year and into the future will enable even more significant investment in our older commercial corridors, our main streets, and areas that ought to be thriving and with our resources, I'm confident can be. So seeking your authority, gentlemen, ladies, for our $1.5 million award to the 17 jurisdictions.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman.
No questions. Great program. Thank you.
Great program. And Ms. Secretary, great work. Great work. Great leadership. Thank you. Thank you. We will proceed with the. Before we proceed, may I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Outstanding. Well done. Congratulations. Thank you. We'll proceed with the DNR agenda. Secretary Kurtz, good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Governor, Mr. Treasurer, Madam Comptroller, it's a pleasure to be here today. For the record, my name is Josh Kurtz. I'm the Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources. Today, the department has 6 items for your consideration, and myself and staff are here to answer any questions.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Is there any discussion for the DNR agenda?
Not for me.
You may have a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
And Secretary Kurtz, thank you. Thank you. We will next go to the University System of Maryland, Ms. Jocelyn Johnson from Towson University, filling in for Mr. Hickey today. Great to see you, and I love the scarf.
Yeah. Good morning, Governor.
Morning.
Adam Comptroller, Mr. Treasurer, Jocelyn Johnson, representing the University System of Maryland. We have three items on the agenda for your consideration, and we're happy to answer any questions you may have.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Ms. Johnson. Is there any discussion on the USM agenda?
Like we should with the new person.
We should.
Question.
That's right. May I have a motion to approve the agenda?
She did such a great job presenting. So moved.
She did. Is there a second?
Second.
Approved. Thank you so much, Johnson. Great to see you. We are proceed with the MDOT agenda. Mr. Domsky, who needs no hazing at all. Great to see you again.
Good morning, Governor, Madam Comptroller, Mr. Treasurer. For the record, my name is Valerie Domsky, Chief Officer of the Department of Transportation. Today, we are presenting 9 agenda items for your consideration. We have the approval of 1 contract action, including approximately $415,000 over to a duly certified minority and small business enterprise. We have representatives available to answer any questions you may have.
Great, thank you so much. Are there any questions, comments for Mr. Domsky? Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Outstanding. Thank you so much. Thank you. And we will conclude with the DGS agenda. Secretary Chaudhry, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Mr. Governor, Madam Comptroller, Mr. Treasurer, for the record, I'm T. Chaudhry, Secretary of the Maryland Department of General Services. The department is presenting 30 items on our agenda today. We will be drawing 4 items, item 7 CGL, item 25 IT, item 34 LC, and item 38S. Our agenda features over $9 million in capital grants and loans. And I want to just highlight one item, and that is 6 CGL, which provides $425,000 in state support to Habitat for Humanity, great organization, for a 6.2-acre mixed-income housing development located in Montgomery County. This project will create vibrant, desirable, and affordable housing with 168 affordable rental units and 27 affordable ownership units that are walkable to schools, shopping, and transportation options. As we continue to keep an eye on minority business participation in state contracts, our agenda includes 4 contracts for certified MBE prime contractors to the board of $3 million. We have agency representatives here to answer any questions you have.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And also, I want to highlight item 2 CGL for the work for Delta Sigma Theta and the work they're doing not just in Baltimore, as they just celebrated their Founders Day, but they continue to work with it very well.
Another Founders Day. She's the other. Brianna over here.
Yeah, that's right.
No.
Somebody's starting up. but for the great work they're doing, not just in Baltimore City, but around the state. And thank you, Ms. Secretary and Madam Comptroller.
Thank you. Yeah, no, thank you for highlighting that. I also just wanted to really laud the work of MDE and DGS for working together to not only renew their lease, which is excellent, but to really provide an example of how we can advance the goals of the Maryland Climate Solutions Now Act by transitioning that building and those offices by, you know, requiring installation of solar, really moving forward. So thank you to you, to Wendy on your team, Secretary McElwain, and just appreciate you working to think creatively with the landlord about how to move these buildings to conformity and to electricity. So thank you for your work, and I look forward to seeing more contracts like that as well. Thank you.
I think it's a great partnership, and I want to thank Secretary McElwain for her vision wanting to make MDE a shining example of this type of project.
As it should be, right?
And the full application of the building and solar panels, the twin EV chargers, and even repurposing built-in cubicles, modernizing so they don't end up in the landfill. And this really ties in close with DGS working on for the Climate Solutions Now Act to make sure that we go to full electrification for all our sites. Obviously, DGS managed in state buildings, but also now tenant buildings fit out for private landlords as well.
Great. Thank you.
It's wonderful. And again, to, you know, recognize, you know, Secretary McElwain, and also you and Sam Hemmerich from Montgomery Park. I mean, this is extraordinary work. And so in fact, I just want to get a chance to recognize you and if you'd like, actually, come over to that as well.
I'll stay up here too long.
That's all right.
Stole all my words. I will say, good morning to you, Governor, Treasurer, Madam Comptroller. So just to give a little bit of background, MDE, we've been in the building that we're talking about in the historic area in Baltimore for 20 years. So we've been there a long time. And so I'm really happy that we're able to, one, stand up as an example as a Department of the Environment of what it means to really start thinking about how do you electrify your buildings and be a part of what we're in Maryland, what we're promoting. And we just, as you know, Governor Comptroller, we just had just a couple of weeks ago, we released the Climate Pollution Reduction Plan. And in that plan, we talked about building standards, performance standards. So this is a real opportunity for us to stand up and be the leader and make sure that we're providing the example for other buildings. And so working with the builder, working with DES, I'm really happy that we're requiring in the lease to install 66 kilowatts of solar panel array and also help to a requirement to electrify the building. So this is good. This is in the right direction. I am happy and I am humbled and really hope that we're able to get approval for the lease.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for the work. And Sam, thank you as well. Thank you. Truly appreciate it. May I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
And is there a second?
Second.
Outstanding. Thank you so much. This concludes today's meeting for the Board of Public Works. Our next meeting is Wednesday, February 14th, Valentine's Day.
Woo-hoo.
Everyone wear your hearts in your red. We'll see you then. Thank you.
Thank you.